When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Looking for the perfect birthday or anniversary gift or a special date night? Well, then you need Zodart, Seattle's only exotic car rental company. Visit Zodart.com to book an exotic special car for that very special day.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
In my opinion, it's always a good date when the possibility of handcuffs getting whipped out comes into play.
Hey. On a first date. Wow. But
not everybody feels that way. Like Frank, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not much. So you almost got the handcuffs put on you, huh?
Yeah,
on a first date. That's what I like to hear.
He's like Freaky Frank already, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Frank, your email about your date. But I guess it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't what I would love to exactly have, but, you know, that's how it goes.
You sound awkward just even saying that.
Yeah. It just wasn't one of my, like, proudest moments, really.
Before we get into that, tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Jenna.
Jenna, and how did you meet Jenna?
We met through some mutual friends just, like, at a party, and we were both hanging out, and just there seemed to be a little bit of a clicking, you know what I mean?
Okay. So did you know immediately that you wanted to ask her out?
Oh, definitely. Like, she was hilarious, you know?
Oh, awesome.
I love that she was just, like, had a great sense of humor, and she had an awesome smile, and she had this really cute mole. Like, it was, like, between her left eye and her nose. And
mole, huh?
It's going to sound a little, like, normally I'm not really into moles at all. They kind of weird me out, but he was, like, rocking it. You know what I mean? There's something about it. Like,
something sexy about a girl who's not scared to rock her mole. I agree with you on that one, Frank.
It was like a sexy mole.
Obviously worked because you guys went out on a date, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about the date.
Well, like, I love indie films, so I asked her to see this indie film that my friend actually worked on.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, a cinematographer on it, and he was just, like, super talented, and I just wanted to go support.
So how was the movie?
It was, I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, at one point, I was kind of nervous, too, because I had French onion soup at lunch, and I was, like, I didn't have a chance to, like, brush my teeth, so I was worried, you know, I don't know, if I had, like, bad breath or something.
But those onions?
She leaned in at some point, so I felt like, okay, this is going great, you know?
Like, she leaned in to kiss you during the film?
Just, like, to, like, be closer, I think, you know, just kind of, like, lean up against me. But it was just, like, I think she was just trying to get closer.
Right.
Okay. And you didn't try to kiss her at that point?
I mean, I didn't kiss her, but I was, like, thinking, all right, this is, like, we're going to get a kiss at the end of the night, you know?
Yeah, it's good romantic
and
move there.
Did you get a kiss at the end of things?
No. I mean, here's what happened after that. So the movie got out, and then, you know, we're driving, and I ended up getting pulled over,
and
I guess my taillight was out or something. Like, that's what the cops said, and I was just, like, talking my way out of it just because, like, I already have two tickets, and I just, you know, I don't want to jack up my insurance.
Yeah.
Right.
So I thought I was a pretty smooth talker, and it seemed to be okay, and it just felt different after, for some reason, like...
After you got pulled over?
Yeah, like when I got back in the car and I was like, that was weird. And she, you know, she kind of didn't really like, wasn't laughing like she, I thought she would have or something.
Wait, they had you out of the car?
Yeah, that's my question too. That's extreme.
Yeah, I got out of the car to talk to the cop because I just didn't want her to hear, you know, anything was going on. And
I thought it was a lot worse. Like the cop said, get out of the car, you know, like that kind of thing.
No, no, it's okay. Pretty, it wasn't that. It wasn't that like dramatic.
Wait a minute, though. Why didn't you want her to hear?
I don't know. You know, when I'm on like a first date with someone, I don't want exactly for them to hear that it's like, oh, this isn't my first ticket. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I don't want her to think I'm like some irresponsible guy getting tickets all the time, you know?
Okay.
And so what happened when you guys actually got back to her house and you said goodnight?
So I drove her back to her place and, you know, I'm thinking I'm still going to get like a kiss, you know, by the end of the night. And I took her to her door and she's just like, no, sorry, just not feeling it. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, wait, so you went in for a kiss and she denied you?
Yeah, she's just like, sorry, it was just weird. It just was kind of like cut off.
All right.
And I asked her, I was like, can I call you? And she's like, she was just like really vague, you know, she's like, okay. But it didn't feel like she was super interested.
Not absolutely call me, just, okay, sure, I guess.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, exactly. She's like, all right, yeah, whatever.
Sure. I wonder what could have happened from the time you went to talk to the cop to getting back into the car that would have made her seem so cold.
Like, I don't know. I have this, like, weird theory that maybe she dated that cop or something.
What?
You know, I don't know. I just was thinking, like...
You've just been sitting on this, making up stories since you went on your date of things that could have possibly been wrong, right?
I don't know, because I can't figure it out. It was like, why would you suddenly just not want to talk or not even, like, accept my kiss?
That is reading deep, sir.
Well, I don't know. I thought, like, you know, I was thinking that. I was thinking, like, is it my breath? Like, was it the French onion soup?
The breath?
All kinds of things.
Police officer.
Have you tried to call her since the date? I mean, have you tried to reach out to her?
Yeah, and just nothing.
Nothing at all?
Hasn't. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, cool.
Okay, hang on, man.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I'm actually really surprised that the guy on the phone to do a second date update today isn't getting a call back because he's a bad boy.
Oh.
That's right. If you missed the first part of today's second date update, Frank is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Jenna. And on their first date, he got pulled over, got into a physical altercation with a cop, and then took them on a high-speed chase down the freeway, which eventually ended in the car rolling over 6 times before he was taken into custody.
God, his story has gotten a lot better in the last couple minutes since the last time we talked to him.
Actually, he got pulled over after they went to the movies and then talked his way out of a ticket.
Yeah.
And then after he talked his way out of the ticket, when he got back in the car, she was very awkward and was hardly talking to him. Yeah. At the end of the night, when he dropped her off, he went in for a kiss. She said no. And then he asked if he could call her again. She said okay. And then he called her again and hasn't heard a thing. Frank?
Hey, guys.
It would have sounded cooler if you would have done all those things that I said you did, by the way.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I did something.
Hey, next time.
At least
time.
I did something. Yeah.
We live to date again. The next date you go on, high-speed chase.
Yeah,
gets
punch,
him every time.
Punch the cop.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, Frank.
All right, buddy, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good. You guys give out such good advice.
Really do.
I mean.
All right, man. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Jenna.
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, what's going on?
Not much. May I ask who's calling?
Sure.
Are you going to answer her?
I don't know. I mean, you can ask.
Oh, you're waiting.
Would you like to know who it is?
Who's calling me? What's going on?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Are you serious?
Yeah. How are you?
Fine. Why are you calling me?
I'm so calling you because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you. His name is Frank.
What?
Yeah. His name is Frank, and you guys recently went to a movie together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Frank told us that after your date, he's been trying to get a hold of you because he would like to see you again, and you haven't been responding to any of his phone calls or text messages or anything.
Oh, my gosh.
So Frank asked us if we could call you and find out why you don't want to see him again.
There's no way that this is real.
No, this is 100% real. It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Frank wants to know why you're not answering the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So are you laughing at the fact that a radio station is calling you, or just the thought of Frank?
Just that he isn't taking me not calling him back and he's having you guys call me. That's very funny.
Well, I think he knows that you've blown him off. Now he just wants to know why, so he figured we could maybe find that out. Do you mind telling us a little bit about your date?
Well, you know, I mean, my date wasn't great, but I don't want to, like, talk behind his back, especially on the radio.
Yeah, but it's really not behind his back if you think about it. He's the one that asked us to make this phone call. It's not like we're doing it out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe don't tell him this exact version, but I just can't go out with a guy that I don't respect.
Whoa, that got respect? More serious than I expected it to. I thought you were going to say he's got a weird haircut or something.
Why don't you respect him?
I mean, I don't know how much he told you about the date.
Okay, he told us that he took you to a movie, and then there was an awkward moment when he got pulled over for, like, having a brake light out or something. And then he talked to the cop, got out of the ticket, and when he got back in the car, he said that you were very cold to him. And then you wouldn't kiss him when he dropped you off. And then he said that you haven't answered his phone calls. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you his theory on why he thinks you're not calling him back?
Sure.
Because I guess he's been, like, racking his brain for reasons. And he was thinking that maybe the cop that pulled you guys over was somebody that you used to date.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so extreme.
So you're laughing at that. I'm guessing that's not the case. You didn't date that cop?
No, I did not.
Oh, he, man.
He just can't figure it out because, according to him, everything was great until he got pulled over. And then after that, you were weird.
Well, he thinks I didn't see what he did, but I saw it.
What did he do?
What?
So we get pulled over. He immediately gets out of the car. I'm like, what are you doing? Stay in the car. The cop's freaking out. He's telling him to get back in the car.
Really?
Yeah. And then he starts, like, crying to the cop to get out of it.
Like, what? Tears?
Yes. He's, like, blubbering. He's like, please, officer, I'm on a date, and I have all these other tickets, and I just really need a break today. It was insane.
I'm picturing a huge scene, like the cop with his gun drawn and him sobbing.
No, I mean, it wasn't that dramatic, but they just, like, went to the back of the car and, you know, apparently thought I couldn't hear anything, but I heard everything.
So was he, I mean, maybe he was legitimately crying. Some people get really scared and nervous when they get pulled over.
No, because then he gets back in the car and he's all bragging to me, like, well, I really, you know, smoothed my way through that, really talked my way out of that one. How impressive is this?
So, you know, he was telling you that when he didn't think that you heard he was crying?
Yeah.
Was he still in tears when he got in the car?
No, I mean, he, like, you know, wiped away his eyes, but he was totally, you know, all, like, smooth soccer, like, look what I just did.
What?
Why
didn't you just call him out on it?
I don't know why I didn't in the moment, but in my mind the whole time I'm thinking, did you just really cry to get out of the ticket?
The cop was even like, this is awkward. Yeah. I got to get out of here.
It worked. He didn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
I think it's a great move.
Well, yeah, he didn't get a ticket, but he also didn't get a chance to go out with me again.
Well, thank you for telling us your story, Jenna. I do also want to tell you, I hope that he's not crying right now, but Frank is actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Frank?
Yeah.
Wow, Frank.
Oh, my God.
Is what Jenna says true?
You thought I was crying. I mean, are you a moron? Like, it was fake. I just cried to get out of the ticket. It's called acting. You know what I mean?
Did you just call me a moron? I just told him
what
happened.
Yeah, I did.
Are you... Okay, well, now not only are you sad and pathetic, but you're also rude.
Well, what was I supposed to do? You were like, you know, we get pulled over for like nothing. You're doing nothing to help. You're like freaking out like it's like an earthquake or something.
Whoa.
And, you know, I
what
was
kind of man are you? You can't even handle getting a ticket. You just speak to the officer. You explain the situation. It's not that hard to do.
Yeah, well, you know, you could have like gotten out or done something like, hey, you know, show him some cleavage, you know. And
what? Are you kidding me? Frank!
Yeah, that is the least you could have done, you know, like just show him boobs. Then I wouldn't have had to be like, get out of it.
So you're blaming her for you getting out of the car and crying to the cop to try to get out of a ticket.
And you're suggesting that I flashed this cop? Are you kidding me?
All she was doing was just panicking the whole time. She was just freaking out the whole time. And she was
oh my God.
I
wasn't freaking out. I was just sitting there like anyone would do when they get a ticket. You were the one who was totally freaking out.
I was the one who handled it.
Handled like, it like you, a 16-year-old like, girl.
You know what? I was proud of myself, and you should be proud that someone handled the situation.
I didn't know what to do. You're sitting there wailing to this poor cop about how you've got all these other tickets and you're on a date, and how can I possibly respect you when you get back in the car?
Jenna, you're obviously not used to going out with a real man.
Frank, are you just really embarrassed? Is that why you're being so aggressive?
No. Jenna said I was crying. I was not crying. I was fake crying. Okay? There's like a major difference.
Oh.
Hey, Jenna, I would love to ask if you guys would like to go on a second date. Jenna, would you like to go out with Frank again? We'll pay for it.
No.
Oh, what are you talking about, Jenna? What good are you if you can't use your boobs properly?
You know what? I thought you were cool. You know, like we laughed about the Ghostbusters and like laughed our tails off, and you're just like, you know, have no respect for someone taking care of a situation. And handling it like a real man does fake cry.
Yeah. I've been saying that for years.
Right.
A real man will fake cry to get his way out of things. Like anytime anybody's been aggressive with me, wanted to fight in a bar or something like that, I cry and I run out. And that's what real men do.
You want to handle this like real men?
Yeah, that's it.
So that's a no, Jenna. No second date with Frank?
No, and good luck to him finding someone who will.
Oh.
Sorry, Frank.
You know, Jenna, that's fine. I don't care, because if I had to do it again, I would fake cry to another cop if I ever have to do.
All right, well, it wasn't a successful second date for you, Frank, but you did help us learn a lesson today, that fake crying is the manly way to get out of things. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, I'd go out on a date with Frank just so he could teach me how to cry to get out of a ticket.
Yeah, good point.
If you missed today's second date update, this guy named Frank wanted to call a girl named Jenna. She wasn't calling him back after their date. He thought it was because he got a ticket. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was awkward. That wasn't the awkward part. The awkward part was how he got out of the ticket. Apparently, he got out of the car, went back with the cop, and started crying to get out of the ticket. Like, I'm on a first date. You're ruining everything. And she heard him crying to the cop and was like, I can't deal with this guy.
Yeah.
And I love the point, the fact that then he blamed her that he had to do that because she didn't use her boobs properly.
Yep. Yeah. It was her fault
that
he had to fake cry to get out of the ticket.
What's the point of having those things if you can't use them to get out of the ticket?
Exactly. She did not want to go out with him again, so he did not get a second date, which is very, very weird. But we did all learn that real men cry to get out of things, because that's what he said. I'm a man, and I took control of the situation. I did what I had to do, and I cried.
Can you imagine them like at a restaurant if like he wants to get a free appetizer?
Just
like
starts
he's just
crying.
Gonna bust it out all the time.
Well, hey, he can do it. I can never get out of a ticket. I've got boobs and I've cried before, and they still give me a ticket.
Apparently,
so maybe Frank has something I don't.
You need to learn something from Frank.
Yeah.
If you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show. We'll call the person who didn't call you back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard flight 92.5.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.